Listening Library presents The Penderwicks at Point Mouet by Jean Birdsall. Read for you by Susan Deniker. Chapter 1. Going, going. The Penderwick family was being torn apart. The tearing wouldn't last long, only 2 weeks, but still, it was uncomfortable. Mr. Penderwick was the first to go, flying off to England with his new wife, Iantha, for scientific conferences and a bit of a honeymoon. With them went Ben, Iantha's son, who was too small to be without his mother, honeymoon or not. That had been 2 days earlier, and now the remaining Penderwicks, four sisters named Rosalind, Skye, Jane, and Batty, were about to tear apart even more. Early the next morning, three of them would leave for Maine with the sisters' favorite relative, Aunt Claire, while the fourth headed to New Jersey with her best friend. The girls had never been apart for an entire 2 weeks, and though all of them were nervous about it, the one going off on her own was the most nervous. This was the oldest, 13-year-old Rosalind, and she was having a terrible time accepting that her sisters could survive without her. Right now she was waiting in her bedroom for them to arrive. She didn't want to be in her bedroom. She wanted to be with 5-year-old Batty, getting her ready for bed just like she always did. But tonight Skye and Jane, the two middle sisters, were helping Batty with her bath and pajamas. Practice, Aunt Claire called it, or a dry run. She'd thought it would calm Rosalind to see that indeed she wasn't absent.